transportation is a challenge in a community 40 miles long. Aspen businesses rely on workers commuting, and with only one road in and out of town, that can lead to problems. In the next 20 years, the valley's population is expected to grow, and that means more traffic. This fall, the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, or RAFTA, hopes voters will invest in their bus system. Commuters hustle to catch their buses down valley. Groups of tourists huddle around a map. A volunteer tries to get commuters on board with ballot issue 7A.
Can I give any of you some information about the RAFTA ballot initiative that's going to be on?
Commuters like Carl Heck. He's one of some 20,000 daily riders. He lives in Aspen and takes the bus to and from work, especially as the weather starts to get cooler.
In the winter, I use it probably 5 days a week.
Heck doesn't just like the buses. He also hates traffic, and he sees public transportation as a way to cut down on congestion in town.
The more people we put on buses, the better it's going to be for traffic. It's not rocket science.
Heck says he'll be voting for ballot issue 7A, which asks voters to approve a property tax that will fund maintenance and expansion of RAFTA's systems. If passed, it's expected to bring in $9.5 million in its first year. RAFTA is the largest rural transportation system in the U.S. An independent study by the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project estimates the economic impacts of RAFTA exceed $80 million by providing rides for workers and visiting skiers alike. Here's RAFTA CEO Dan Blankenship.
We really don't have too many peers out there for what we do.
As the Roaring Fork Valley grows, RAFTA has tried to keep pace, and this has led to some growing pains. RAFTA can levy up to a 1% sales tax, and they've maxed out this system in Glenwood Springs and Carbondale. While they can still levy additional sales taxes in Aspen and Snowmass Village, that money could only be used for local projects, not regional. So they're trying something new.
Property tax is the only funding mechanism that we have that we could really ask voters to approve on a region-wide basis.
RAFTA currently has 88 buses in its fleet, many of which will need to be replaced in the next 5 years. An experiment to test environmentally friendly electric buses is also in the works, which will test the viability of battery-powered buses in a high-altitude environment. Blankenship says RAFTA can't make up the budget increase in fares alone. Studies by the Federal Transportation Administration show that when fares increase, ridership drops. Money from 7A isn't just for the blue buses zipping along Highway 82. The bicycle share service, WeCycle, wants to expand Down Valley. And there's a proposed trail to connect Glenwood Springs and Newcastle. According to a poll of likely voters, 7A is a toss-up. John Martin is a Garfield County commissioner. Though the county isn't a RAFTA member, it does help pay for services. Martin is opposed to levying this new tax and thinks his constituents already pay enough.
Day-to-day living is tough. Two jobs, commute, etc. They just can't take any more taxes is what I've heard.
He doesn't think RAFTA should grow, and he's not convinced a tax is the best way to do it.
I think we all need to live within our means.
That would mean cutting current services by 23%, according to RAFTA CEO Dan Blankenship. He says if the tax doesn't pass, RAFTA will cut services, and that could come at a cost for commuters.
We won't be able to do the things that we've done in the past to try to maintain traffic volumes at a reasonably sane level.
Question 7A will be on all ballots from Aspen to Newcastle. Those ballots go in the mail today. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.